Greetings. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is the Mind of God program, thinkaboutit.org, for the recording date of Sunday, December the 29th, 2013. Now we are in the Quran, talking about how we must warn the mothers of the towns and all those surrounding her. And this Quran says, we have revealed. Now I want to hit that word revealed in the African Hebrew language, and this is going to be a key word as we transition from the Quran into the Bible. The word revealed, one of the words for revealed in the African Hebrew language, found under the number 1540, the word is gala. It means to uncover, to remove, to uncover, to remove, to uncover one's self, to discover or show one's self, to reveal himself of God, to be uncovered, to be disclosed, to be discovered, uncovered, nakedness, even to carry away into exile or taken into exile. Now, with the understanding that we have of Scripture, this word uncovered in the Hebrew matches the words in the New Testament Greek, which have to do, and we're going to get into this before our sessions are done. It says in, is it chapter 2 of Luke, or is it chapter 1, that Jesus would be a light to lighten the Gentiles. And then it talks about how certain truths would be revealed. And in the Greek, the word lighten, L-I-G-H-T-E-N, and the word revealed are the same word, which is apocalypse, which is where we get revelation, to reveal, revelation, apocalypse, apocalypsos, which has to do with revealing and uncovering the system and revealing that hidden and unseen thief that has stolen health, wealth, prosperity, land, wealth, resources, equal access to time, energy, and space. These resources of the universe that the Most High made equally accessible to every human being. We have a thief on scene. We have a thief who sits in the mothers of the towns, who works night and day through those around the mothers of the towns, through think tanks, through financial, educational, religious, and governmental institutions, these that surround the mothers of the towns. They work night and day to take our resources from us. And so the scripture comes, Bible, Quran, Bhagavad Gita, I Ching, Buddhist scripture, Hindu scripture, Christian scripture, Hebrew scripture, the scripture of the indigenous peoples, the universe comes to reveal to us that hidden and unseen thief within ourselves and outside ourselves so that we may uncover our own nakedness, uncover ourselves, understand even our own self. What is it that is motivating us to do this or to do that? What is our spiritual, soul, energy, disposition, connected to emotions, connected to external and extenuating circumstances that is causing us to either love a sister, a brother, or hate our own sister and brother? So this Quran and the scriptures comes to reveal all of these truths so that we may uncover the system, make the system naked, so that we may understand when we are being deceived by our own self or by those leaders who are in positions of leadership, who run the mothers of the towns and those surrounding the mothers of the towns, and work night and day to pull the cover over our eyes. And we want to remove the cover and reveal the truth so that we can carry away into exile those powers and those forces. I was listening to Brother Webster Tarpley, and this is very significant in the Muslim world. You have the war going on in Syria, and you have the CIA created Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, administering chaos and havoc in Syria to overthrow Bashar al-Assad out of Syria. Bashar al-Assad is getting help from Shiite Muslims, principally Iran, and I believe the leadership in the nation of Iraq is also Shiite Islam. So these forces, and there are forces out of Lebanon that are Shiite. Is it Hezbollah? These are Shiite-leaning Muslims coming to the aid of Bashar al-Assad in Syria. Now, Bashar al-Assad apparently is winning, and his Syrian forces are winning the fight against the CIA created and backed al-Nusra al-Qaeda forces. So now we see, according to Brother Webster Tarpley, the leadership out of Saudi Arabia, which is Sunni, they are now taking the chaos and the havoc of war over to Iraq and other places, administering bombings and other tactics of chaos to extend the war. And hopefully for them, they would hope that they would defeat Bashar al-Assad and those that have come to his aid. We're using truth to uncover the hidden and unseen thief. See, Muslim sisters and brothers, when you look at Saudi Arabia and look at Mecca and look at the elite rulership in Islam, these elites, they profess Sunni, but do not practice Sunni. Does not the word Sunni have to do with the actual practice and way of the Prophet? I heard from my minister, Louis Farrakhan, that Prophet Muhammad was attempting to bring peace between Rome and Persia by saying, come to Islam, which means come to peace. Come to the waters of Noon, where there is peace and tranquility and no barriers, no boundaries. all at one, all acting in accord with the characteristics, attributes, the force of existing and living and life of the universe for all. But Rome and Persia rejected that advice from Prophet Muhammad and fought each other so to really no one won the battle between Rome and Persia. So we must have the courage of Prophet Muhammad and say to Sunni leadership in Saudi Arabia, we see that you Sunni leadership, not the poor working class, Sunni leadership in Saudi Arabia, you who control the Hajj pilgrimage ritual and gain all manner of money, all manner of finances, all manner of power, because so many Muslims every year go on Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca and perform the rituals of Prophet Muhammad, not to strengthen you Sunni Muslims, our Sunni leadership elites, not poor working class, Sunni leadership elites, but these want to see the true unity of the human family. They want to see Allah and the practice of Islam practiced in the way of the watchers of noon, all full of life. See, these watchers of noon, I have to follow my brain, sisters and brothers, go into what we reveal concerning the watchers of noon from the God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem. Noon, that sacred masculine power in the universe. See, sacred feminine and sacred masculine must work in union. Noon is the sacred masculine. And when you go into the Catholic Church and you see the nuns, that word is mispronounced. That word is noon. These sisters and women are they who are the spiritual wombs, W-O-M-B-S, of noon. And noon, the sacred masculine, having the waters which represent the seed of life, germ of life called sperm, that is full of that eternal force of life energy that must be emitted into the womb to produce life. This is what the Hajj is all about. Only because of Africa have I been able to see as deeply as I am able to see into Islam and the desires of Prophet Muhammad, all in unison, all working in accord with the seed of life, germ of life, that eternal force and energy of life that is represented in the male. And then we become the sacred feminine and allow that power of life to permeate our spirit, mind, body, and soul so that we may produce unity, produce tranquility, produce peace, and be free from the misery and havoc of warfare and bloodshed. That word peace in the Greek language, coming from the African Hebrew word peace in the African Hebrew, which is shalom, which you come into Arabic, African Arabic, salam. These words for peace have to do with tranquility and harmony. This is the watchers of noon. So we have the responsibility, Muslims. I am one of you. I am one of you who are whatever you call yourself, Islam, Muslims. We have the responsibility to say to the Sunni, so-called Sunni leadership in Saudi Arabia, you are wrong for allying yourselves with CIA, America, MI5 and 6, Britain, Mossad, Israel. You are wrong for extending this war to Iraq and other places because the people of Syria do not want to see your wishes come true under the cloak of Islam, talking about how you want a Muslim nation, world. You're only misusing and abusing Islam and Muslim and Allah and Quran. You work with Mossad. You work with British MI5 and 6. You work with CIA. We see through your desires, elite leadership of Saudi Arabia. And we warn all the mothers of the towns and all of those that surround the mothers of the towns and are with the mothers of the towns and with the elite leadership. We see you and we know you. And we see the hidden and unseen hand. We see the house of Rothschild. We see the Oppenheimers, those who control international finance, World Bank system, those who control the mining corporations, even in South Sudan. We see the same wicked forces. We just gonna have to follow our brains, sisters and brothers. We see the same wicked forces in Sudan. I don't have the specific names right now in front of me. I'm working from memory. But the president of South Sudan, coming from the Sudanese People's Liberation Army, and the vice president coming from the same faction, these only want power to control resources, to give those resources over to the same wicked, hidden, and unseen forces that we are speaking of. An article by Luwesi Kinshasa of the African People's Socialist Party. Luwesi Kinshasa. APSP. He reveals how these two, who seem to be fighting, who seem to be enemies of each other, how neither one of them are angry at or enemies of, I'll say it in my way, CIA, MI5 and 6, Mossad, House of Rothschild, Oppenheimers, these who are the hidden and unseen forces that have caused the splitting of Sudan from South Sudan. Watch this now. Brother Luwesi Kinshasa talks about how President Bashir of Sudan. We're in Sudan now, dealing with Sudan and South Sudan. We're talking about how we must reveal the hidden and unseen hand. We must reveal the truth of the system, uncover the system, show the nakedness of the system so that we may make the proper decisions concerning our lives. Now, President Bashir of now North Sudan, at one time Sudan was one, made a deal with China to get oil out of Sudan into China, because China, growing power, not necessarily righteous, but China, growing power, needs resources. President Bashir cut a deal with China to facilitate pipelines that would go, is it to the Red Sea, Brother Luwesi Kinshasa, that would go in a particular direction to facilitate China's need for oil. Well, I'm sure that you know that America is at war economically with China. And so, not wanting to see China's influence grow in Africa, not wanting to see Russia influence grow in Africa, because China, communist, so-called, Russia, communist, so-called, America, capitalist, so-called, aligning and allying with forces that are enemies of China and Russia. America, CIA, Britain, MI5-6, Israel, Mossad, they split Sudan. They created South Sudan. To do what? To cut President Bashir off from the oil resources in what is now southern Sudan, shutting China out. Now there are pipelines that are being built, I believe, going through Kenya, and I believe going over to Ethiopia. These forces are allied, and Kenya is allied specifically with President Obama. He has friends in leadership position in Kenya. His relatives, it is said, are in Kenya. So you see how certain friendship, certain ties go with certain leadership. And so now the president of South Sudan and the vice president of South Sudan are in a fight. And the tribe that is associated with the vice president of South Sudan, they have control over the oil that is at the border on the South Sudan side in South Sudan. And the vice president, who was stripped of power by the president, the vice president is now exerting his control over those resources to try and box out the president of South Sudan, as there are now elections coming up. And so what you see is a fight for power and influence among those that are perfectly willing to continue to sell the people out and use the resources not for the people but against the people. But they must give forth certain rhetoric, certain speeches and talking that cause the people to think that these in power are acting in the interest of the people, and it is not so. We are here to reveal these truths so that we may see the hidden and unseen hand. And we do not call for the shedding of blood of anyone. If you read the article by Luwesi Kinshasa, you will see why I am saying this. He ends the article, which is great, by saying, working class African people, turn your guns on the petty bourgeoisie leadership of Africa. I am not calling for that. I am calling for our unity and disconnection from the petty bourgeoisie leadership. Spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically, and our unity and taking control of this earth as we have been dictated to by the Most High, this will cause the power of the bourgeoisie to diminish and extinguish. And this will cause that 1% who rule this system, their power to diminish and extinguish. And we will fulfill scripture. And we will bring captivity captive. We will free all oppressed from all oppression. And we will see the unity of the human family under peace, under Islam, under the government and civilization of Christ on this earth. We will see the waters of noon. We will see that all of the forces of eternal life, which is you and which are you and me, or you and I, or you and me, that force of life that is within our physical structure, that eternal force of life, that Christ spirit soul energy, this energy united, this energy entering the wombs of our minds, creating tranquility, creating unity, creating peace. That's what we are calling for. Let me go ahead and take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.